Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pump Trend Zeit Latte. That was courtesy of super producer Trish Mukherjee. She suggested pumpkin Zeit Latte, but we had to just add that little trend in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Becca Rama.
Hello, hello. Yay, first day
we
of
the We did it. Woo. We did it. We made it.
We made it.
Let's kick it off with first day of fall. What are you doing to celebrate?
You know, I got my new furry Birkenstock Boston clogs on.
Nice.
I'm trying to justify this purchase in my house by walking around with them on. Don't worry, I have not worn them outside yet, so they are currently inside shoes.
Nice.
But I do love fall. I feel like I truly, not to be the most basic bitch, but I truly did fall in love with fall when I moved to Portland post-grad, because it is like nowhere else. Even living in New York for the past few years, like I still like long for a Portland fall. Like,
wow.
It is like just crisp enough. It doesn't get too cold. The trees, because it truly, you're like literally in this like little village city in the midst of a forest. Mm. Like all the trees are like beautifully like golden and red. And like you go apple picking and you go pumpkin patching, and then like there's like you know the movie Halloween Town?
No, I don't. Nightmare Before
no.
Christmas or
No. It is a Disney Channel original movie, Halloween
okay.
Town.
Halloween
with
Town.
Debbie Reynolds.
Got it.
It was filmed 40 minutes away in this little town from Portland. I forgot the name of the town right now, but the town is like truly just like a hop, skip, and a jump away from Portland. And I used to go every fall when I lived there. And it only is alive during Halloween specifically, because it is such a tiny town and such a tourist spot during the like Halloween season. But they have like a little like fall festival. They have the pumpkin from the movie like on display, and like the little taxi with the skeleton. People who know, know. And they actually did like, I went the year that it was the 25th anniversary of the movie.
Wow.
And they actually had like the cast of the movie there for like a meet and greet. It cost way too much money. I did not take pictures with them, but there's like a little, like there's like a couple little museums. Like there's like this fake alien UFO museum that you go and there's like all these like little like toy aliens that they built up and like this like fake UFO and all this stuff. It's so fun. And there's just like nowhere else that's like done it like that. Like it's just like such a quaint, you're like, oh, like this place is fall. Like I'm sure there are places on the East Coast, like Salem and things that are like truly spooky, which I don't like that. I'm not like here for like the spirit stuff. I'm not here to get haunted. I just want to enjoy it in like a spooky ooky way. And spooky, that's what Portland gives me.
So you're here for the spooky ooky ooky. So three ookies.
That is
a very specific level of fall appreciation. It sounds lovely. I did just look up that town and apparently nobody's been alive there for 25 years since the fire, Becca. So you may not think you fuck with the spirit world, but
terrifying. So all the men in Portland I dated were not real that took me there.
Exactly.
They were apparatus spirits of my fall situationship timeline.
Very complicated spirit world grind that they have with they send out
centuries. Cuffing season, you know, there's a specific timeline, and cuffing season in Portland was a fun time where you just find a little fun cozy hangout from September to like beginning of December, so you don't have to spend the holidays with them.
Oh, interesting. And it's cupping season, like sipping cuffing, like putting cuffing your hand to someone to
I feel like it's a little mutual. Like, I feel like the guys know what they're walking into. Like, they're like, I'm ready to
I'm ready to be cute.
Yeah.
And I'm then, ready like, to be in the some girls cute are like, Instagram pictures.
I can't wait for this. And I can't wait for a man to take me on a date. And then it's just like this mutual understanding that neither of us want to be together for Christmas. And you just kind of, sometimes it's not very mutual. But, you know, I feel like a lot of times it is. We're just like respectfully like, we knew what this was.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
Yeah. Speaking of, we knew what this was. It's time to go. Olivia Wilde is doing some more press for Don't Worry, Darling.
Coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. It's finally here. That's something we've all been, our long national nightmare is over of the Don't Worry, Darling press controversy cycle, news cycle that's been swirling. What do we have? What's the most recent?
Basically, she was on The Late Show this week with Stephen Colbert and addressed the controversy once again, stating that she did still being steadfast despite the evidence that Shia has presented, that she did let him go and that she chose Florence. Basically, Shia had given her an ultimatum and they tried to make it work, but ultimately she was like, I cannot meet your ultimatum and I am choosing Florence. And who knows? I wonder if Florence will ever comment on this for my own like nosy ass. I hope she does, but I know she's above the press and probably will never. And I respect her decision on that, but I just want her to put Olivia Wilde in her place because you don't say Miss Flo and respectfully choose Florence. Like to me, that's choosing Shia.
So just to like catch people up who haven't like been listening to the episodes where we covered this. So like, he produced receipts, right? Like she was like, we had to fire him or like, we just like didn't want him.
She for months had been like since they let him go. Cause like everyone knew that she had chosen and hired Shia for the role when the movie was in production. And then, you know,
is that the role that Harry Styles ended up having?
Yes.
Wow.
And that's why there was drama with it. Because like when he took the role, they were like, oh, she just put her boyfriend in the role. Cause then they started dating and it was like, oh, this is weird. But when that happened, like months ago, she was very clear, like, I fired Shia. Like, that the narrative she had been pushing out. And then when the official press tour for the movie started and she did the Vanity Fair article, she, like, kind of did this very, like, you know, feminist thing that she always does. And she's just like, you know, no bullies on my set. Like, I fired Shia. And I guess Shia wanted to capitalize on the drama that was going on. I think that is why he didn't come forward sooner. Especially because he has new projects to promote. This is my own speculation of being chronically online. And he was like, I'm going to produce receipts because this is hot in the media right now and it will catch fire and people will believe me now because Olivia's in a weird place versus 8 months ago when this actually happened.
So he produces
the receipts.
His receipt was it an email? Was it a voicemail?
He emailed Vanity Fair after the Vanity Fair article came out that Olivia did, where she further elaborated that she did fire Shia. So he was like, I'm tired of this narrative. Vanity Fair, here are my receipts. So he did like do an official, like, I'm coming to you.
But his receipts were, was it a voicemail from her or an email?
It was a video.
A video.
So it was a couple text messages, like some screenshots of some texts. And then it was an actual video that she had sent him that was like, hey, Shia, where she's like, I want to make this work. We can teach Miss Flo a lesson. Essentially,
yeah, clearly throwing the star Florence Pugh under the bus. It's it's weird. I don't know. But anyways, she's claiming that, you know,
she's standing her ground that despite the evidence, she did fire him, because the email that he wrote was also like, here are my like my text showing that she was begging for me to stay, but also that I formally left. I think he also did forward an email that he had written to Olivia Wilde claiming that he like formally resigned from the shoot versus him being fired. Who knows? But yeah, she's standing down that she did fire him. So we'll never know, but
probably not.
It's fun to speculate.
Yeah, it is fun to speculate. They're predicting $20 million opening for this movie, which is, I don't know, seems aggressive to me. Like, it seems like a movie that, based on what I thought was a very promising trailer, needed good Rotten Tomatoes scores to really like follow through on like what it promised and like what was intriguing about the trailer. So I don't know, man. It'll be interesting.
Super producer Brian said that Woman King got 19 million opening.
Yeah, that's so great. Woman King got a big opening, and it does seem like there's just like not as many movies out, and so people are going to see cool movies. So this weekend I think I might have the opportunity to sneak away and get to go see a movie. I will probably see The Woman King instead of this, because it just, I don't know, people seem to indicate it's like not that good.
I mean, I hear you and I respect that your desire is to see good cinema, but my desire is to see drama. And I do think I will be catching Don't Worry, Darling. So I understand your question of the, you know, box sales, but I do think there's enough drama that people are curious why it got such a bad review. Because that's why I would see it. Because I'm like, I loved the trailer. So I'm curious on how she fumbled the bag so hard that I'm willing to go see it and see how she fumbled the bag.
It feels like if, like, this is a movie critics would like if it was good. Critics would love to be like,
well, I
yes,
mean, I think
this.
People were rooting for it. Like, they were genuinely rooting for it. And I think, you know, I mean, but it's hard to follow such a big, like, opener. Yeah. You know, when you, like, your first movie was so good, your second one, your sophomore movie is sometimes a bomb. And that's life.
That's the blank check. I am not giving this the light year guarantee that it's going to tank because I don't know. I'm just curious to see if it, we will be following and paying attention to whether it goes 20 million. In its opening weekend. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about more Scandal.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And we're back. Alex Jones, let's talk about this. Dipshit. He's been in Connecticut this week in preparation for his appearance in court. It's another case where the parents of the child murder victims, who he claimed were crisis actors and whose lives he, you know, had just been ruined, and he continued to like play in the ashes of their lives, like, and just do the cruelest shit ever. He's getting sued even more for what he did there. And apparently it's not looking good.
I mean, the whole case hasn't been looking good. The whole trial for him has been, looking pretty, pretty devastating, which is, I mean, great.
Yes.
Like, for the general population of people who believe victims. But yeah, he's set to appear in court for the first time, like on trial speaking, and he's still talking shit. And I can't wait for him to burn down, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sick of seeing his.
This is not a real trial. This is a show trial. A literal kangaroo court. A literal kangaroo court? My guy? Like, a literal kangaroo court? Okay.
It's just so, I mean, the delusion that he lives in is, or in general, you could say a lot of white people with too much money and power, like the delusion that they've created for themselves to be able to go into a court of law and be like, yeah, like I truly spout out this bullshit. It's just like, it's mind-blowing to me. Like, the lack of empathy is, like, sociopathic, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just, it truly blows my mind how someone can just, like, I mean, it's like Trump, you know? You're just, like, sitting there and talking out of your ass and knowing that you're talking lies, and people are showing you, like, here's the evidence of your lies. And you can just still be like, no, but, like, it was taken out of context and this and that, and, like, just, like, bullshit your way through, and people still just give you the time of day. It's just, like, it makes me sick. It like truly makes my skin crawl. This whole trial has made my skin crawl.
In advance of his testimony today, the judge on his trial has warned that all incendiary speech from him will be treated as contempt of court, which that quote that I read in Alex Jones' voice was like him outside of the courthouse
of the court.
The other day.
Yeah.
Like he's straight up. So I think he's going to have a hard time not being held in contempt of court, which is
absolutely
lovely.
Love that.
Love that for him.
Which I'm glad the judge is saying that, because the parents don't deserve to hear that to their face over and over. Like, they've already heard it so many times, but I'm so glad that the judge is going to be more firm in the courtroom for those parents, because they don't deserve to hear that again.
Yeah. One of the parents at one point, forget what it was, but like they interacted with one another. I think it was in the courtroom of the last trial where he was basically cleaned out, or not cleaned out, actually. He was sued and is still so rich because of all the like dick pills that he sells to his shitty listeners. But they said something very reasonable to him and he was like, "You're a sociopath. You're get away from me, man. Like he's truly one of the worst humans of our lifetime." Udoka is trending. The coach of the Celtics, Ime Udoka, rookie coach last year, brought them all the way to the finals. Very promising coach, is going to be suspended for the whole season, apparently, for having an affair with someone in the Celtics organization. He's married to Nia Long. It's very weird. People are saying there like must be more to it than just an affair. But I don't know, man.
People don't be getting suspended, I guess, you know? Like, at least for that.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, having an affair with a subordinate is pretty like clear cut against the rules in any organization. Like against the rules of how you're supposed to act as a human. I hate to see it because I do. He was my favorite thing about the Celtics. He just seemed like a cool person and a really, really smart coach. But yeah, this is a bummer. Like we just don't know because we don't have the details, but I think the implications that it must be something more are probably off base, but obviously, like, you know, based in the toxicness of sports fandom, that it's like, well, nothing wrong with that, you know, just it's got to be a crime. It feels like somewhat irresponsible sports journalism, even though sports journalism is the lowest form of journalism.
That's not true. Citizen journalism exists. So,
hey, citizen journalism does some good work sometimes.
Sometimes. There's just a lot of people on TikTok and many media platforms that, you know, just spew lies and call it citizen journalism. That makes me weary of the ethics of journalism.
I guess Alex Jones' conspiracy theory journalism is pretty bad.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's like there's so many people out there now that there's an easier way to have access to a platform that just say things. And they're like, but I'm a journalist. And it's like, did you go to school? Did you ever take a writing course? I don't know. Did you take law and ethics? I took law and ethics.
Second to lowest form of journalism, sports journalism. Stephen A. Smith, you know. But anyways, go listen to Miles and I's show, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties, an NBA podcast. And finally, Anonymous Iran is blocking internet access as protesters. There's like a big protest growing in Iran because a woman was stopped by the police for not having her hair covered in public. The literal morality police, like that is what they are, stopped her and she ended up dead. And they're claiming, oh, she just got sick after we arrested her. But everybody.
Yeah, they said it's natural causes. Yeah. A young woman's death were natural causes, which is just absolutely absurd.
So massive protests. I mean, they're also, the morality police are known for mistreating people in Iran.
Yeah, her family is very much stating that they believe she was, you know, abused and murdered in the custody of the morality police. But there's been huge protesting among it. And because of that, the Iranian government has shut down all internet access to people. Especially a lot of this movement was happening on social, happening on WhatsApp, and they shut it all down. But the anarchist hackers group, they are trying to siphon what's going on in Iran for the Iranian people. It's been pretty damaging to see what's going on. It's very scary, very upsetting. And I really hope that there's more ways we can find to support the Iranian people at this time. But it's also stated Anonymous maybe taken down several state-owned websites as well. So
we'll see. They're trying to basically get internet for the people and fuck up the state's like internet access, which
Well, and also I think cool. showcase what's happening because they no longer have access to show what's happening.
Yeah.
Because buildings are being burnt down. You know, it's like very, the protests have gotten out of hand where the morality police are, you know, hurting the citizens of Iran. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending. Happy first day of fall. And thank you so much for joining, Becca. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex Ramos on all platforms. And I just want to promote again, if you are, you know, interested in Latinx culture, on the weekends, I volunteer at this bookstore, Mil Mundos, in Bushwick, if you are in New York. And we have an event September 27th with Hentified and BuzzFeed Petter likes Julissa Calderon. And you can go to milmundosbooks.com to purchase tickets for that.
Yeah, yeah. And you can also like donate directly to the bookstore too, right?
Yes. So if you are on milmundosbooks.com, it's a really great resource for many things. Go check it out. But you can get books. You can order special books. Like you can send in custom orders if you email info@milmundosbooks.com. But on the website, if you go to the Become a Member page, you can see there's like these different tiers of membership where if you contribute, you know, between I think $5 and $100 a month, you can get like discounts on all the books in the store, access. If you are a New Yorker, you can get access to the storage space. You can use the tiendita as like a co-working space. There's a lot of different options when you are a member who donates. So yeah, it's a great resource as for the community. That's like the whole purpose of the space. So I encourage you all to check it out.
Yeah, go check it out. I can't think of a better cause to, you know, help out than independent bookstores and, you know, one that is that cool. So yeah, go check it out. All right. Those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shankar, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.